Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
As a guest on Real Gospel, here he is with his latest song, Good, Good God. This is Alvin Darling.
Oh, I feel this thing. I want to take a little time to let the Lord know. I love him and how good he's been to me. Put those hands together. Here we go.
You're a good God.
Is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have this man of God on the program with me. He is a GMA Dove 2006 nomination for Traditional Song of the Year for All Night, 2008 Stellar Nominational Traditional Male Vocalist of the Year, also 2008 Nominational Award for the Traditional Group of the Year for the Stellar Awards, and in 2011 at the Stellar Awards, nominated for Traditional Male Vocalist of the Year. He sang backup for Patti LaBelle, Dorothy Norwood, and many others, and he is a gospel great. I just want to let you know, the one and only Alvin Darling joins us on Real Gospel. It's a pleasure and an honor to have you with us, sir.
My brother, the pleasure is all mine.
Amen. How are you today?
I am blessed and highly favored. I used to say fairly mentally, but I found out that you got to speak it to have it. So I'm blessed and highly favored.
That is so true. That is so true. So where are you from, sir? Where are you at right now?
I'm in the New Jersey area.
Oh.
I've lived in New Jersey most of my life. My family's from the South. I'm from Florida, North Carolina, those areas. But I've been in New Jersey, and because I was raised with my family, a lot of people think I'm from the South because of the way I speak, but I'm not.
Amen. You know, you've been on the program a while back. It's been a few years, but just to refresh the listeners' memories of you, and I always say that there's someone new who found Christ yesterday, and so they're new to the gospel music industry. They don't know who the gospel artists are, and they're hearing your song, Good God, or as I like to say, Good God. Tell them a little bit about who you are, how you came into knowledge of the Lord, where you're church baby. You know, who is Alvin Darling?
Well, he's a man that really, really loved the Lord. I know a lot of people say it's cliche, but I do. I'm sincere about God. I don't play with God. I believe that he's soon to come. With the way the world is today, it's definitely he's coming today. And, well, today, which means one day.
And, you mean.
Well, I was born and raised by my grandmother, and I was raised up in the Church of God in Christ, and then from there I went on to sing quartet, and I traveled with a group that actually traveled with all the groups of yesterday on the road, Shirley Caesar, Caravans, James Cleaves, and all of them. And I formed my own group, and which started out to be Alvin Darling and Celebration. But the first name was Alvin Darling and the Darling Ensemble. And we went on and we traveled a lot. I'm pastoring two churches, one in Long Island, New York, and one in New Jersey. I'm married. I have two wonderful boys. They're up there in age now. And I have one grandson that I love to death.
Well, amen, amen. I heard you mention the Church of God in Christ, to whom I am a member, my pastor. You might know him, Bishop Jerry L. Maynard. And so he is on.
I think I heard of him.
Yes, he serves as the vice chair of the National Church. Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to let you know.
Well, the churches that I have now, we were a part of an organization called the Great United Holy Church of America, but we are now independent, so we fellowship with everybody.
Gotcha.
So it's it's not going to be all that in heaven anyway. So.
You got that right. So let me ask you this: when did you discover that you had musical gifts, musical giftings? The anointing was flowing on you.
Well, growing up, my family sang. I had all of my uncles, but my uncles, the Darling Brothers in the New Jersey area, they sang. And so, of course, you just start singing. And what really let me know I could sing, I had a little, my voice was much better, younger. When I would go to church, I would go to sleep. I was just a sleepy kid. I slept all the time in church, no matter how much noise was going on. And they would wake me up to sing. So I kind of knew I could sing then, and I went on, and one of my uncles really pushed me to sing. And from there, I began to sing with a group and what have you. And then later on, I kind of found out that I can kind of halfway write songs. Now, I didn't really write the first song I ever wrote. It was from another song. But I wrote, my grandma used to cook grits all the time. And she, you know, she didn't cook a lot, but she cooked grits in the, for breakfast, grits for dinner all the time. So the song I wrote was grits in the morning, grits in the evening, grits at supper time. Don't give me no more grits because I eat them all the time. And that was from a song that was on the commercial. And that's about it. I don't know.
Yeah. So, okay, so let's leave. How did you end up singing for people such as, you know, Dorothy Norwood and Pastor Shirley Caesar and the Revival Temple Mass Choir, you know, Albertina Walker? I mean, that something had to happen. I know God got in the midst of it, but is tremendous. I mean, how do you go from singing about grits to, you know, touring with a backup singer for some of the greatest people in gospel music?
Well, as you travel and sing, you meet people. And how we met Dorothy was, she was living up in New Jersey for a while. And I met her, and I started writing songs for her, and I went and played for her. I'm not that good now, but I played for her. And so we became friends, and so that's how I met Dorothy. Now, with Shirley, I met her through Dorothy, and I gave her one of her musicians. Heard a song that I had recorded on one of my first albums, and he liked it, and so Shirley recorded it over. And then with Revival Temple Mass Choir, that became through the Reverend Milton Bingham. He knew me, and he asked me to write a song, so I wrote some songs for them. And matter of fact, one of the biggest songs they've had, well, I think it might be the biggest, was He's All Over Me, which was after that recorded by Whitney Houston and Shirley Caesar. And it was in The Preacher's Wife, in that movie. And I thank God for that. Was a great opportunity. And then my group was able to, through other people, was able to back up Patti LaBelle and Billy Preston. I think it was Billy Preston. When they was in New Jersey at the stadium, it was like, I think, the Bicentennial or something, like some big show they had on TV. And we was a part of that. And really, by meeting everybody else, and matter of fact, the funny story is, I was working backstage at Bobby Jones' show, and this young man came in. He came in late, and his name was not on the list. So I had to go find somebody and try to get him in. And I got him in. He sang, and even though he had a hard time getting in that year, but the next year, they wouldn't let him off the stage. And his name happened to be Kirk Franklin.
Wow, wow, wow. Kirk Franklin. Yeah. I just saw him on Black Love not too long ago.
It's a show that comes on. He's a very interesting young man.
So we'll fast forward and talk about your current project, which is, or your current song that we're playing, which is Good God. And I just love you bring a traditional feel to us in a current time. When I listen to your song, I want to clap my hands. I want to stomp my feet. I feel good. You know, I guess because I sort of grew up at the tail end of the traditional gospel era. And I just, I love that music, and I love the message in the music. And it just feels like some of today's music has sort of lost that touch when it comes to just lifting up God, the name of the Lord. But you bring that back. You give us that. So talk about Good God.
Well, Good God, normally all the other songs that I've written that's been to radio, I wrote them. Good God, I happen to not write Good God. It's another young man at the Church of God in Christ who's a new artist, and he's a good organist. He wrote the song. I rearranged a few things, and so we put it out. Good God is one of those, the type of songs I like to sing is the songs that will reach you. Like you said, I would love for people to clap their hands, pat their feet, sing along, and really get encouraged and be lifted. Because nowadays, you know, everybody's down, everybody's upset, everybody's discouraged. But there is hope in Christ Jesus. So I wanted to get a song to let people know that in spite of all the things that's going on, He is still good and He's still God. So He has things under control. And so we put that together. Matter of fact, we have my group is not doing the background. There's some other young people that I know that sings real good. They're doing the background. And so Good God is saying that He's a real good God. And it talks about that, and it said, whenever I call you, you're always there. And believe me, if you trust God and wait on him, if you call him, he promised to be there. And I love the song because it's just lifting me, a good God. And matter of fact, some of the other songs on the CD that's coming out will talk about God. And that's why I like that type of music. And I love traditional, so I had to change it a little bit to reach the people that are singing, you know, and the people that are buying records and listen to radio today. But I always want to put that spirit of God, that anointing, that where you can feel the presence of God in the song. And then you have to be a little different. Everybody's singing R&B and the other type, and there's nothing wrong with mm-hmm. that. You know, that's what they like to do. So I like to just take people back to the days that used to be. Because like I said, I'm going to bring it in. Like a lot of people say, the older folks didn't have the modern and all the modern things, but they could pray heaven down. And so I think if we ever need heaven in here on this earth, we certainly need it right now.
Amen. I like that. I like that a lot. What other songs can we be on the lookout for on this project? And are there any names that we will be familiar with, or some new upcoming people? Upstarts?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Any upstarts, people that we should be on the lookout for, somebody that God is allowing you to mentor that's going to be on the project.
Yes. Well, there was a song we had out, God is Great, a young lady by the name Mietta Stancil, who is the cousin, I believe, of Lorraine Stancil, who sings with Kirk Carr and who has also sang with Donnie McClurkin. I have a young lady that I'm featuring on this particular album. She's been on my other ones. And her name is Beverly Bynes Roberts. She's also already, her pastor's Church of God of Christ. And she is a dynamic singer. She sang with me on several other records. And she's singing with me on Good God. She's the young lady that comes in. And we're going to be featuring her on some other records. Some of the other songs that I like that's on the record, there's a song called Lord, You're Good. And that's a bishop. He wrote that one. He's singing a little bit on it. And we got all three of them on there. And then we got, there's just several that's really good. You know, when you start talking, I used to look at TV and say, well, how come they can't think of that? That's so easy. But when you start talking, mm-hmm. your mind goes blank.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Now, you know I know my songs, but I can't remember right now. But there are at least three that I love so much. And we're doing another song that's a Southern Gospel song sang by Southern Gospel singers. But we're singing Sometimes It Takes a Mountain. And we just doing the chorus part. And I love that one. That's a touching song.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I like it. I like it a lot. Listen, we're just about out of time, my brother. But before we go, can you tell the listeners where they can find out more about you and your music and, you know, all that good stuff?
Well, I'm on Facebook. Official page, Alvin Darling. And then there's another page, Alvin Darling. But go on the official page because I think the other one is too full. And then we on, I think it's Twitter, Alvin Darling, with Alvin _Darling. Now, all the other stuff, and I'm hoping you can find, but we are on social media. But we'll try to keep you up what we are doing and where we're going, and they can find us there. They can also find us at intro.com. I'm sure they have it because we're on the intro label, and they can check that. And that's where they can reach us. And I would love to talk to everybody and just get back to them. And I have some people working with me on Facebook because I don't know how to do it. I'm always messing up. So they're helping me. So we will get back to you.
And where is your church located in the services in case people are in the area and they want to drop in?
Oh, well, in New Jersey, it's 43 Johnson Avenue in Cranford, New Jersey. And our morning services start at 11:30 a.m. The one in New York is in Center Meridius, Long Island, on the corner of Foreign Road and Railroad Avenue, and it's the Old Ship of Zion. The one in New Jersey is called Greater Mount Zion. The one in New York is called Old Ship of Zion, and that service starts at 10:30 a.m.
Well, amen. There it is. You have it. The one and only Alvin Darling. Look out for his music. Look out for his church. And just look out for him. My friend, it's been a pleasure and an honor having you back with us on Real Gospel. Much continued success to you. And if you ever need anything, do not hesitate to let us know.
Thank you so much for your hospitality and your favor.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.